then we're through then, okay? Okay. My friend's water pipe froze and...
It's been cold lately.
Yeah.
All right, so let me see, what else? Do you mind telling me a little bit about the house where you grew up?
Oh, the house was a big three-story wooden wooden shingle house with a wraparound porch, you know, goes around the front and side. The porches were important in those days, no air conditioning and big swings and places to sit out there and play. And then the house had a great big living room. That's where the telephone was. The telephone was on the wall,
mm-hmm.
and you had to ring the operator. And it was a party line, and other people were talking sometimes. You had to ask them to please let you on if you were in a hurry, because you knew who they were and knew the operator personally. And then a big kitchen and a big pantry next to the dining room, and then the sort of a back porch where that refrigerator, that wooden, it was an ice box is what mm-hmm. It was on the back porch, so the iceman could just come in without going into the house and put his big load of ice. And the third story had a great big porch on which there were about four or five beds.
Wow.
So we'd sleep up there in the summer, either the whole family or some of us, had old screens around, I guess, but no windows. And then the live-in housekeeper, this Polish, nice Polish lady we had lived with us for at least 10 years, did the cooking. She lived up there and had her own little bedroom, and pretty sure there must have been a bath up there, but we didn't use that one. There was just one bath on the second floor. I remember that's what we all used.
And where did y'all eat mostly?
Well, the kitchen was big, and I remember there was a big table in the kitchen. I used to read when I was trying to teach her how to read and write. And then we had a big dining room. When you went through the pantry, there was a pretty large dining room because people...
You went to the pantry.
Yeah, there was quite a pantry with a sink and the whole bit there, I remember. And, you know, you had big meal. Sunday, there would be 8 or 10 of us at least, I guess, some Sundays, relatives or family. And so most people, I guess, had a fairly large dining room.
Mm-hmm.
And large windows and... I don't remember the ceilings. It doesn't seem to me the ceilings are so low, but I suppose those days they were all 8 feet. I don't know. It seems to me those ceilings were pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
And a big stairway which we could slide down, a big banister that was perfectly straight, and you could slide down and slide right off and fall out in the front door practically.
Mm-hmm. And what about warmth?
Well, they had a coal furnace, I remember, because they had the coal truck that back up with the big feeder into a window in the basement and dump all the coal for the coal furnace. And that was a smoky, smelly sort of business,
mm-hmm.
but some people had oil, I guess, then, I don't remember, but we definitely had coal, because I remember that coal truck.
Made a mess, did it?
Well, it's a lot of dust, a lot of coal dust, and of course it was in the basement, so you weren't down there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just sort of like a room next to the furnace there. You just dumped all this coal. And I can't remember how the furnace was fed. I think we had to put it into some kind of hopper, but I don't remember doing much shoveling. I don't know just how that worked.
Mm-hmm.
But
about cleaning it out? Did it?
Well, I don't know that you had to do much about the furnace. I really don't remember. I mean, I know it was sort of a headache, but
right.
It wasn't my headache at the age of 6 or 8 or 10.
Right. Older brother. What about in terms of a family